Gerry Kelly from Sinn Féin this morning. Good morning to you, Gerry. Good morning to you. Well, just on that last point, and Nelson McCausland was saying that he needs to go and get the assessment of the police about the UVF. Billy Hutchison came out straight after you were on this programme yesterday and said your accusation that UVF is behind this violence is absolute nonsense.
Well, the accusation that I made was that it was the UVF who basically led a crowd of some 350 out on the Sunday onto the road, and the figures, who are well known publicly, can be seen for anybody who looks at it. What the police said, because Nelson has repeated this a few times, what the police said was that it was orchestrated. So there is no doubt, even from his point of view, that this issue was orchestrated. I don't know if he is contending that it is not the UVF that's behind it, but if it's not the UVF, then who is it? Because it has clearly been orchestrated. The police have already said that, and they've said it publicly.
Billy Hutchison said, "I just don't know where he got this from. I can categorically state there was no involvement from the UVF in any way in this violence. The UVF are committed to the principles of the Good Friday Agreement."
Well, it's there for anybody to see. If you look at the group even that was standing on the balcony above the door of the Orange Lodge, you will find that there are well-known loyalists involved there too. So let me say what I've said is that was orchestrated. And, you know, whatever happened last night, and last night was bad as well. I was there myself on the Antrim Road end. Once you bring a crowd, and this is very clearly a planned intervention, once you bring a crowd onto the street at an interface area like that, then it is inevitable, you know, that what we're looking at on our TVs is going to happen. You know, and let me say this, because, you know, we're getting this from Nelson and others, that the Praise Commission has to go. This is no different. Nelson McCausland would have said exactly the same thing when the Praise Commission was set up, because, unfortunately, the unionist position is that they want willy-nilly to be able to carry out these contentious parades wherever they decide to do it. And actually not wherever they decide to do it, in fairness. It's wherever a particular band or a local group of loyalists or whoever wants to march through a Catholic area. That's the difficulty here. They've been against the parades from the start.
Same question to you as I put to the DUP. Where is the political leadership here from Stormont that the people of this country deserve? And I am talking specifically, optics are important. Why is Martin McGuinness and the Deputy First Minister and the First Minister not able to unite in some type of way? You know, we don't need you lot uniting at a tea party. We need you uniting when there are 62 police officers injured, some of them in hospital. We need you uniting if people's lives are under threat.
Well, where
are you?
I understand your question, but I'm not so sure that they can't unite. And indeed, I don't disagree with you that a joint approach to this would be very, very helpful. I wasn't at the executive meeting. I know that the Justice Minister, and haven't been at executive meetings before, that sometimes it's decided at a meeting who goes out and speaks on it. But I mean, I don't disagree with you. I think we need to go at this. I mean, I've already been in informal contact with unionists. I think we need to move this forward. I agree with you that there's a responsibility on politicians. I don't think it's
48 hours too late.
I've been on the media and I've been out on the street.
I'm not criticising you. I know that.
I'm trying to explain that, you know, some of this starts off at a local arena. That's our job, in any case, especially in North Belfast. And I'm not actually disagreeing with you that, you know, we need an initiative, and we're looking for an initiative and trying to do something which will be a changer. But, I mean, as I said, I think, to you yesterday and to others, the only people who are at the core of this, I mean, actually at the core of this problem, right, are the loyal orders, and yet we do not have, and the media has failed, if I could say that, and I don't mean in any pejorative way, the media has failed to be able to get them in front of the camera or in front of the
We
microphone.
Have asked the loyal orders again today to come onto this programme.
And I absolutely understand that, Stephen, but just bear in mind, I mean, I've experienced this myself, the media wouldn't rest until, if they thought I had a question to answer, until I was in front of a camera or a microphone answering it. And they really do have And you see, we can end up, and I know you don't want this, you know, but we can end up, I can end up giving my view and Nelson gives his view and we attack each other and do all this here. But really, it is not an attack on the law and orders. I just want to say, look, if they have an argument, then come out and come out with it. You know, say it. I mean, Nelson talked
earlier on. Let's look at Sinn Féin. Hold on, Jerry. Let's look at Sinn Féin's responsibility in some of this. You know, how was it in any way helpful for you lot to ask for the rerouting of the Ulster Covenant Parade later this month? Well, it wasn't helpful. Helpful.
Well, let me be clear about that, okay? What Paul Maskey said was that he suggested that one of the possibilities would be an initiative taken by the loyal orders themselves to reroute. Now, that is a suggestion which
wasn't
is...
not a possibility. He didn't talk about a possibility.
Listen, that is one of a number of suggestions which is now turned into...
Was it a mistake?
...a demand, right? I am not, and the people in North Belfast are not demanding the rerouting of every parade.
Well, let me read to you.
Let me be clear, because you've made this point with Sinn Féin, and I need to be as clear as I can about it. You know, there's something like 30 parades go up and down Clifton Street. I have not claimed that Clifton Street is a Republican street, but... There is a Republican estate in Carrick Hill on one side and the New Lodge on the other side. Now, what they're looking for and what people are looking for and what residents are looking for is some sort of respect. If you're going to show your culture and it's a different culture from somebody else, if you have enough respect in your own culture, surely that respect needs
to be... Well, then I need to give you an opportunity to rule out and to retract on behalf of Sinn Féin what Paul Maskey said. I need to read the words because they're very, very important. Here's what Paul Maskey, he's a West Belfast MP, here's exactly what he said. Let people be very clear, these parades are a joint enterprise between the Loyal Orders and Loyalist paramilitaries and in particular the UVF. Saturday shows they cannot be trusted to parade either lawfully or respectfully. They cannot be trusted to march past St Patrick's Church. The Loyal Orders need to realise this. They need to take the heat out of this situation and they need to reroute themselves away from Donegal Street and St Patrick's Church for the remainder of the marching season. Full stop.
Well, and are you saying that if the Loyal Orders did that, that there would be a bad thing?
I am asking you if you are standing over what Paul Maskey said,
that the Loyal Orders
need to reroute themselves?
Well, you only have to read it out and now you're reinterpreting it again. You know, what he said is that the Loyal Orders themselves should reroute. Now, what's wrong with the suggestion in that? I, if you're asking me if the Loyal Orders are going to do it or not, that's a different question.
But the Nationalist residents have said they don't want it to be rerouted. They want respect.
What they want is respect. And all of this, in the final analysis, comes down to respect. Now, do you see to take all of this off us, off me, you and everybody else? If the Loyal Orders, who are staying absolutely silent on all of this, even though they are at the core of it, even though I have said, and I'm saying this quite honestly, that it looks to the world, not just to Republicans and Nationalists, that loyalism is now the spokespersons for the three Loyal Orders. Surely in there has to be some pride and respect in themselves to say, that's not acceptable. We speak for ourselves. We come out and say whatever we do. And the suggestion that they take an initiative is a good suggestion, even though I am very aware that if I make the suggestion as a Republican, it's almost automatically going to be rejected. But I can't stay silent. I have to represent what I am hearing on the ground and what I have, frankly, personally witnessed in Carrick Hill year on year. And remember, this is the first year, whatever about other areas, this is the first year that the residents have eventually said enough is enough. And I have watched, just to point this out to you, even on the 19th, where the 19th of May, when mostly it was quiet, at Carrick Hill, we watched when the parade went down. They can back up, and mostly supporters can back up with Union Jacks.
I need to talk to you.
But just let me say this. They came up, and you would have thought they were going home, but they weren't going home. They came back down again.
I need to talk to you. I need to talk to you
about
the parade in the future. In other words, on the 29th of September.
Yes.
It's the Mark of Centenary, the signing of the Ulster Covenant. What do you think should happen then?
Well, what I think should happen is that the Loyal Orders should be in direct talks. It doesn't have to be in front of the media. But they should be in direct talks with the residents to work out how to deal with this issue with respect to the community and the people who want to celebrate their culture. And that's the core and the simple message in it all. Now, I know that you can't avoid the media, and I know that you can't stay away from it in terms of there's questions to be asked, especially when you get the type of rhetoric that we've had over the last two nights. So I'm not arguing against that, but there needs to be a calm, the contention needs to be taken out of it. And, you know, there is goodwill, in my opinion, on the resident side. Let's see goodwill from the law. In fact, let's see any movement, somebody speaking even, who actually are from the Loyal Orders and who are organised this.
Well, and let's see if the Deputy and the First Minister of this country are going to be visible, standing side by side with some type of united front against what is happening, and more to the point, some type of united strategy. I keep on making this point to you, Jerry.
Yeah.
We don't need them when it's easy. We need them when it's difficult.
And
this is difficult.
Yes, I know, and without, you know, because you end up being very sensitive with politicians, I mean, you've made the call, and let's see what the reaction to that is. But let me be clear about it, and I think you may have said this yourself. It is not just down to the police. It is also not just down to the politicians. You know, and trying to resolve something like this without the input of the Loyal Orders, who are the very people who organise these parades and marches, is very, very difficult.
What do you say?
So you can't let them sort of disappear until the distance, and then when there's a parade, they just appear and then disappear again. They need to argue out with people, you know, whether it's publicly or not. But although I think there's a public aspect to this, they need to tell people, look, this is what we want to do. We don't want to offend other people. I would assume, I have to say this, you know, and it made me thank for saying it, but I would assume that some of the people who are actually black men or who are in the Orange Order, the lodges themselves, must be appalled at some of the activities of the supporters.
One of the issues, and we'll hear about this later in the programme, one of the issues believed to be agitating some of the loyalists is the Police Historical Inquiries Team, the HET, and its investigations into past loyalist paramilitary crimes. Do you think that all past paramilitary offences should be investigated?
Well, I think the reality of the situation is that the HET exists, and, you know, we're on record as saying that police investigating, you know, police investigations, which is what it's about, is not the proper way of doing it. But it's been done, and I have to say, in honesty...
So you don't think it should happen?
Pardon?
You don't think it should happen?
I don't think what should happen.
You don't think the investigations...
No, they're happening. What I'm saying is the reality of the situation that they're happening, so no, I'm not going to argue against it. What I said was it wasn't against... looking at the legacy issues, the only point I made, and was Sinn Féin's point, is that police should not be looking at police investigations. That's all.
You know what? Here's the final thing I'll say to you, Jerry. Like, you know, because I don't want the actual reality of ordinary everyday life to get lost in this.
Sure.
Here's one part of ordinary everyday life. Because as a community, whoever's right and whoever's wrong, and everybody will have a take on it themselves. Let me just give you just a one little snapshot of what's happening. Some of the most vulnerable elderly people in our community who are in an old people's home. We can't stop them from getting caught up in this. They're getting traumatised. They're frightened at that area. It is an absolute outrage that as a community that we cannot protect them from that.
On Sunday during the day, I mean, I know this, Stephen, on Sunday during the day, a couple of people approached me. They wanted to cross the road to go into Henley Place for the very same reason. Because not only in the Fold and in Clifton House, there's people living in their own homes. Who were frightened out of their life, and they said, look, I need to get in to see my mother. She's been on the phone. She's frightened out of her life. And you're right. That is the aspect. That is the thing, when you eventually boil all of this down, is that people are suffering, and they're especially suffering on the front line.
But
let me say this final thing for me. See, the Loyalists and Nelson talked about anger and resentment, and everybody understands anger and resentment. But because they're angry about whether it's the Parades Commission or something else, you know, why do they then take it out on their neighbours in the Catholic and nationalist areas? I mean, why would you turn the resentment and anger against residents?
Do you understand?
Part of it?
Do you understand how angry the loyalist community, some in the loyalist community, are when they say that they are sick and tired of what they perceive to be a biased organisation?
No, I don't understand it in this, because I've criticised the Parades Commission myself about some of the decisions they've made. But in fairness to them, There has to be some organization. What the unionists want is to return this back to when they were in charge and they could depend on making a decision so they can walk willy-nilly anywhere.
And what do you draw?
The fact is, you see, although there was examples brought up, and I would say it's a bit of examples, see if there is an example of a Republican or a loyalist band or group showing disrespect to another religion, then I'd be out there saying that it shouldn't happen. And I can give you examples even within Republican areas where there was bands passing Catholic chapels where the priest made representations and said, look, Mass is on at such and such a time, and you go then and say, look, you can't go past that Mass is on.
In the very brief time that we have left, because they have been talking yesterday, obviously, Billy Hutchison and others have been talking, what is your direct message to the UVF this morning?
Well, I heard people on saying that the UVF is not involved. Here's the difficulty. If they're saying the UVF did not orchestrate it and the police are saying it was orchestrated, then somebody tell me who orchestrated it. And you see, whoever orchestrated it, let them come out and explain why they did it. So whoever it is, you know, if people saying it's not the UVF, well, who is it? I mean, they're clearly loyalists who are involved in it, who have some connection with the UVF, as far as I'm concerned. And I mean, that's...
Well, you have Winston Irvine on Good Morning Ulster this morning. Irvine appealing for the police to declare which organisation, if this is organised, who is behind this. And from a statement I've seen from the police that's just come into this programme this morning, that's ducked.
That's what?
It's ducked. It's not there. The police is not telling us who is behind this. The police have said that there is a level of organisation behind this, but the police are not saying publicly who.
Well, I'm meeting the police today as well, and I'd be asking the same thing. But I'm telling you this, whatever has been said publicly, there is an acceptance, right? I can tell you this within unionism as well. There's an acceptance that it's the UVF. Now, they have said what the police have said, and they've said it publicly, that it is orchestrated.
Okay.
At least that the first day, in fairness, that the first day was clearly orchestrated. Because you don't get 350 people all of a sudden going in Denmark Street without any reason and then marching out at the precise time, you know, of what, 2:10, and it isn't orchestrated.
We've got to leave it there. Jerry Kelly, thank you very much indeed. There are loads of you wanting to talk about this today, and we're going to give you, you know, the most important people, the community of this country, an opportunity to talk about this today.